AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Former President Donald Trump's asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a ruling in Colorado that bars him from running in the upcoming presidential election in that state because of his alleged role in the 2021 U.S. Capitol insurrection. The AP's Nicholas Riccardi.
The question of whether or not a once obscure clause in the 14th Amendment that says if you've engaged in insurrection, you can't hold office, the question of whether that applies to Trump is going to be settled by the U.S. Supreme Court. And he also appealed a ruling by Maine's Democratic Secretary of State that he can't be on the ballot because of that insurrection clause. He appealed that to Maine's state court system.
We're getting word the U.S. coordinated with Israel, Egypt, and others in rescuing the mother of a U.S. serviceman and her American brother-in-law. Both had been pinned down during heavy fighting in Gaza City. An official who spoke on the condition of anonymity says Zara Skak and her brother-in-law made it out of Gaza on New Year's Eve. One of her sons is a U.S. Army infantryman. Skak's husband had been injured and did not survive. Authorities are investigating the shooting death of a Muslim imam in Newark, New Jersey. New Jersey's Attorney General Matt Platkin says a suspect is being sought.
We do not yet know the motivation for this crime. And while we are not yet at liberty to discuss the progress of our ongoing investigative efforts, the evidence collected thus far does not indicate that this was an act motivated by bias.
More U.S. hospitals are requiring masks and limiting visitors. Health officials are facing a post-holiday spike in flu and other illnesses. Mask mandates are back in public hospitals in New York, Los Angeles, and Massachusetts. A new report finds there's still a pervasive pattern of racial profiling in traffic stops in California. This is AP News. Sales of new vehicles have shot up in the United States.
American consumers bought 15.6 million new vehicles last year. The numbers indicate that car buyers were undeterred by high prices, rising interest rates, auto worker strikes, and a computer chip shortage. The tally is 12% more than in 2022. That's the biggest increase in more than a decade. But that still does not match the 17 million vehicles rate in the years before the pandemic. There are signs of a cooling market as supplies grow on dealer lots and prices have started to fall. Average auto sales prices peaked in December of 2022 at just over $47,300. Data from J.D. Power show average prices in mid-December of 2023 were down 2.7%. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Stocks ended the day lower. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.